Well, he's a fat cat, a cool cat, nobody's fool cat, but look out, cause here comes Garfield. He never keeps fit, he's too hip, he likes his catnip, well, look out, cause here comes Garfield. He's always got to be one up on ya, and he'll beat you to the punch every time. He'll give up anything for lasagna, unless he has to give up on his nap time. Well, he's a neat cat, a fun cat, just a number one cat. He knows what life is all about. Here comes Garfield. Look out, here comes Garfield. Look out, I said, here comes Garfield. So you better look out. Here comes Garfield. You better look out.
I hate mornings. I like them better if they started later. Good morning, Odie. You're not gonna live to see your next birthday. You know that, don't you? I hate dogs. Well, as long as I'm up, I might as well have breakfast. Rats. My owner must still be lolling around in bed. It's hard to find good help these days. Hello, anybody there? Good morning, sunshine. Welcome to another fun-filled day with your favorite pet.
Oh, I suppose you want breakfast.
That'd be great.
I'm so happy to own a cat. What would you like for breakfast, Garfield?
Oh, a cup of coffee, Danish morning paper.
Okay, one bowl of cat food coming right up.
Nobody listens anymore.
You know, Garfield, I wouldn't have to feed you so much if you would provide for yourself. Why don't you chase mice, like other cats?
Show me a good mouser, and I'll show you a cat with bad breath. Excuse me. I'm not known for my compassion. The bouquet leaves something to be desired.
Why don't you boys go outside to fight?
Why, you little... Hey, Odie, want to have some fun? Let's catch a dog next door and wring his tiny little neck.
Come here, honey bun. Come to Daddy. What's the matter, honey bun? Did that mean old cat and dog next door try to hurt you again? I thought so. There are those pesky varmints. Get off my property. Pester my puppy with you.
Don't come another step closer. That does it. Reba, Reba, that cat and dog are in my yard again. Where's my stick?
It's right beside you where you always keep it, dear.
I know that.
Here, kitty. Come here, doggy. I want to pet you.
Where's my stick?
Well, just look at you, Hubert. Potted again.
Gag-nabbit, Reba. Can't you see I've been assaulted by those pesky varmints? Bring me the phone. You've done it this time. I'm going to fix your wagons once and for all. Hello, City Pound? This is Hubert on Main Street. I've got a couple of customers for you. Send a truck right over. What took you so long? Get that cat and that dog. Take them away.
Uh-oh, it's the City Pound. Come on, let's get out of here. Odie, make a break for it. Odie, you're so stupid, you don't even know you're in big trouble. I may never see you again. Oh, well. Good riddance, Odie. I never liked you much anyhow. 10,000 dogs in the city, and I have to live with Tweedledee the Wonder Dummy.
Uh-oh. Garfield wants in.
When I want in, I want in now.
Hey, Garfield, where's Odie? He didn't come back with you? You got fleas or something?
What we have here is a failure to communicate.
You know, Pleasure Motors. Pleasure Motors is conveniently located right here in downtown. Of course, if you can't make it to our downtown location, we have new locations under construction in Midtown, Uptown, and in the Loop. At Pleasure Motors, your business is our pleasure. Our pleasure is your business, and our pleasure is none of your business.
Oh boy, am I bored. I guess I miss Odie. It's hard to believe I could miss someone who stares and slobbers all the same time. Someone has to turn around three times before lying down. Someone who drinks out of the toilet. I remember when Odie and I were just puppy and kitten. Could it be? No, it couldn't. Yes, it could. No, it isn't. Yes, it's food.
Long about midnight, when everybody else has long been sleeping, he'll be creeping down to the kitchen of the house. Long long about midnight.
About midnight.
When nobody else is even moving, he'll be grooving. Quieter than a mouse down to the kitchen of the house. I said he pokes his head around the corner to make sure nobody's in sight. See what the cat can drag out tonight, around midnight.
No sweat, Sarge. I'll take that machine gun nest out with my trusty bazooka here. So this is what it feels like to be potato salad.
Yuck.
Red, Red, whatever shall I do? Wherever shall I go?
Take me to your leader, Earthling, or I'll atomize your face.
When everybody else is safely sacking, he'll be snacking on a big lamb, toast and jam, lasagna in a pan, long about the middle of the night. Now, does he regret it? Yes, he feels so very. And when he gets to round, he tries to cut down, only for an hour or two, then around midnight. But when that old hunger gets to stirring, he'll go purring, lying on his feet, till he starts to eat, long about the middle of the night.
Well, if it isn't nature's most perfect food. Lasagna! Where have you been all my life, mon chéri? You know I can't resist you when you wear garlic in your meat sauce. Would you like to come to my place for dinner? Oh, very well. I'll just have dinner right here.
Long about midnight. Watch that cat creeping. Going down to the kitchen again. Just to see what he can be eating. Long about
I'm bored. Bored, 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 bored. I am bored. That's it. I'm going down to the city pound, and I'm going to break Odie out of there. Look out, pound. Here comes Garfield. Nice touch.
Cigarettes on you?
What kind of a question is that?
I don't know. It's just something you're supposed to ask when you're in the slammer.
Shoo, shoo.
Back off, Odie. You're the reason I'm in this fix.
Hey, hey, Fuller. Take it easy on the mutt.
Who are you and what business is it of yours anyway?
My name is Fast Eddie, and this is my associate, Fluffy. And if yous must know, you should be nice to the mutt there because he's the next to go.
Go where?
Look, pal, this here ain't no good ship lollipop over here. This is the city pound. And if no one comes to claim us, it's, if yous know what I mean.
How long does Odie have?
Till dawn.
Let's change the subject, okay?
Oh, sure. Would you like to talk about the needle print?
Oh, that would be nice.
Shut up. Yous'll have to excuse my associate. It was his lack of smarts that got him here to begin with. Couldn't be housebroken.
And you?
I was, you might say, between owners when they caught me roaming the streets. There are many interesting stories behind why these pets is here. Fido there was not on a leash. Rocky happened to beat up a neighborhood dog. Charlotte sharpened her claws on a King Edward V divan. And Weird Lonnie is in here for impersonating a moose. Well, it's time to hit the sack.
Sack? What sack?
That sack.
Come on, Odie. Let's get some sleep. Don't worry, old buddy. You'll be okay. You can't take Odie away.
Let him go, you fool. If you try to stop them, they'll take you too.
I'll see you, Odie. Sometime. Somewhere. So long, old friend.
I never knew I'd have to say so long.
Come on, get in line.
What for?
There's a family coming in to adopt a cat or a dog. This could be our way out.
Our way out?
Let's see.
Come on, will you hurry up?
I'll take that one.
Me? She has good taste.
Well, I suppose you boys had a big night singing on the fence, chasing cars, while I sat home and worried myself sick over you. I thought so.
Home is where they understand you. It's pathetic the way some animals beg at the table. Where is your pride, Odie?
Okay. Okay, here you go, boy. Oh, very well, Garfield.
I'm only human.